news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Oh, wait a second. Rage.
Yo.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell is going on with my space.
I don't know what's going on, dude, but I spoke with Stevie Ray earlier, and everything was working fine, so. Yeah, what's been going on, man?
Oh, nothing. Same old stuff. Getting home from work.
All right, real quick, let's go ahead and get all the contact information out there. Then we'll head on to rantem.com, see who you got in the, on the website in the chat. You can hit us up on Twitter at Wrestling Call In. Hit us up on Facebook, Wrestling Call In Show. Hit us up at our website, thewrestlingcallinshow.webs.com. Finally, you can email the show, twcis999@gmail.com. Oh, man, big week in wrestling. We got a lot of topics. Let's first talk about what we got going on with the shows. Let's talk about Raw, Impact, and SmackDown. What did you think about the shows this week, Rage?
Well, I didn't watch Impact. That's one. One thing I got a question about Impact.
Is this
new faction, if you want to call it that, it's called the Revolution. It has James Storm with a noose around his neck. You have Abyss in it, Sonata, and Manic.
Okay.
Now, I think I have to question. I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like this is probably one of the most random group of people and the most, the worst faction I think I've ever seen. Ever. In any wrestling organization.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I mean, you just got, like, to me, like, a perfect faction, right? Has to have, okay, correct me if I'm right, has to have, like, a group of people that are sort of similar in a way, but, you know, different with their own styles, their own characters, just kind of have something similar about each member, right? I don't see any similarities between James Storm, Abyss, Sonata, or Manny.
Right.
Now, that's just me. I don't know if you guys feel the same. But that's what blew my mind about anything TNA has done recently. As for Survivor Series, I think with the new stipulation added, I really don't know who to pick on Thursday. I was on Red Flex, and I initially picked Cena's team to win. But now I think I'm leaning more towards the Authority.
I would never. My whole thing about the Authority, I would never have picked Cena's team to win anyway, because I don't think it does the storyline any good if Cena's team wins. I don't think it does any good.
Yeah.
And I really don't.
And of course, like, it angers the hell out of me when they dropped, Dolph Ziggler dropped the belt to Luke Harper. Like, that makes no sense to me. It's not advancing any storyline except for, you know, the Survivor Series one. But to me, this only downgrades just totally downgrades Dolph Ziggler.
Well, like I say, there's so many things that's been going on that I don't get. Hold one second. Who the heck?
I'm assuming that.
Yeah, but he's not calling. Oh, he's calling on that. Oh. Do me a favor. Shut that down for me. Turn it down for me. Let's see if we can get Stevie Ray back on. We got Surfer in. Surfer, what's up, my friend?
Not much. Just glad it wasn't too cold today.
Oh yes. All right. Let's see if we can get Stevie Ray back on here.
Who's on the line besides you and Stevie Ray?
It's me and Rage. Stevie Ray called in. I'm trying to get Stevie Ray back.
Rage, what are you doing home?
I mean, it's business what I'm doing home, old man.
You got fired already?
Say your goddamn business. Why are you questioning what I'm doing with my life?
And you got fired for stealing the popcorn.
This motherfucker, I swear to God, I ain't say jack shit to this fucking...
Don't worry.
Senile old man yet, and now he's already fucking with me. All right, dude. All right.
I want to ask the question is Surfer, do you still think Cena's team's going to win?
Yeah. Especially after what happened yesterday.
I wonder where John Cena was. I wonder why John Cena wasn't part of that deal.
He doesn't work on SmackDown.
But still.
But that's his teammate.
Yeah.
He works for SmackDown like 3 times a year.
But that's his team, though.
Hold on.
For the most important match in WWE right now. Right? So, where was Cena? He couldn't help his teammate. He'd rather go fuck Big Titty Mickey, but...
Oh my god, I mean, go again. Cena derangement.
Yeah, because where was he? Doing apologists, tell me, where was John Cena when his team
doesn't work on SmackDown?
I don't care if he doesn't work on SmackDown. Did Triple H work on SmackDown?
So he's supposed to just show up.
Shawn Michaels work on SmackDown?
Wait. If he's not booked for SmackDown, why would he be
coming on SmackDown?
Great. The way it works, you show up when you're booked. If they're not booking him for SmackDown, wouldn't be there just to be there.
But see, my point was, why is it doing it? Oh, hold on a second. Got it. Let me ask you a quick. Oh, shoot. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Stevie Ray, how you doing, man?
He's not on the line.
Oh, he's here. Stevie Ray?
It says you're calling
him. What's up?
Okay.
For some reason, I tried to call into the group, and it went straight to you.
Yeah.
Only you.
Right, let's see if everybody...
And took Surfer and Rage away.
Let's see if everybody will come back up. I don't know what the heck is going on with Skype. Let's see... I got Rage on a cell here.
I'm not gonna bitch so far. I'm just glad that Skype is working for me this weekend.
Oh yeah, there you go. There you go. We got Rage calling back in. He should be calling back in just a second. Surfer should be calling back in as well as I'm trying to get to him.
I'm here.
Oh, you there? Good. We got Stevie Ray call up. Stevie Ray here. We got Surfer with us. Rage call back in from his cell phone. I don't know what's going on with Skype tonight, guys. But we're all broadcasting. Everybody can hear us, so it's all good. Yep. Why is it
all
doing
good,
that?
Baby?
Why is it doing that? That's weird. That is weird. If I answer this call, it's going to put it on hold. We'll figure this out. Let's move on with the show. Stevie Ray, what did you think about the shows of the week? Anything that kind of bothered you? Anything you want to comment on?
Nothing truly bothered me. It's been pretty so-so.
He's back.
Especially the way they put it together.
You're calling him.
They put it decently with Raw ended the way it ended, and then SmackDown ended in the way it ended. It was pretty well put together this week.
I was mad about SmackDown. I really was.
Why?
Because I thought Cena should have been there. I understand what you're saying about he wasn't booked, but I thought he should have been there.
Well, then blame that on the writers.
For some reason, the 4-on-5 thing pretty much screws everything up, because it's going to make Super Cena again.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want Survivor Series to be the.
He gonna come in all fresh and shit. He gonna come in all fresh and shit.
He didn't get his ass kicked on Friday.
I don't want this Survivor Series to be, the John Cena show. I don't want it to be that way. Let me do this. There we go. Hopefully now, let's see if I can add him on. Surf, I can hear you fine, man. Can you hear me okay? Surfer. Jeez. Hold on a second. Hold on. Okay, Surfer, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Do this. Trying to get Rage on. Rage, you there? Let me see if I can go to Surfer. I mean, CV Ray. Whoa. You there, Rage?
Yo.
Okay, Rage is there. Let's see if I can get CV Ray back.
Yo.
Now we got everybody. Got Rage, got Surfer. Let's see if I can get CV Ray back, and we'll be straight. But anyway, guys, since I try to get Stevie Ray back, I see what you're saying, Surfer, that John Cena wasn't booked to work SmackDown, but I just thought that the effect of him being there would have been really good to put Survivor Series over even more. Though I don't think his team's going to win.
Sure could have helped the show.
Yeah.
But don't you see why he wasn't there? Triple H booked him so then he could mess with his team and say, look, you guys are going to get fired and John Cena is going to keep his job. What do you think about that?
Yeah. I mean, but
Cena can do no wrong by you, can he?
Rage. We're not talking about no right or wrong here.
Okay. Like I said, Cena being on SmackDown, A, could have helped the show. B, look, it doesn't matter if Cena gets fired or not.
He's supposed to just be walking around in the background if he's not booked.
But it helped.
Yeah.
It helped who? You don't want to see
him. It's going to help the show.
You don't want to see him anyway. So when
you're right, I don't.
So then what are you crying for?
You know what? Fuck it. What the hell am I crying for? I didn't even watch SmackDown. So there you go. You got me there.
Oh,
all right. Asshole.
Wasted time and energy over nothing.
Man, you didn't watch
SmackDown. Congratulations.
And then you're going to call me names like a child.
I'm going to tell you what was good, though. I thought Impact was good this week. And Rachel, you didn't watch Impact either, but I thought Impact was good this week. What did you think, sir? Did you watch Impact?
I skimmed through it. I didn't see anything that turned me on. Mm-hmm.
Stevie Ray, you back with us?
Waiting for
yes, I am.
Okay, guess Stevie Ray back. Everybody's here. Good to go.
I'm waiting for the Destroyer to get his belt back.
So you're not feeling Bobby Roode as champion?
No, man, I'm not.
Why?
Because it's like it just seemed like they gave him the belt out of desperation. Mm-hmm. It was like, okay. The first time he was champion, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to be champion as a face. He didn't win it. It turned him heel. He ran with the belt, supposed to be longer than anybody. And then he didn't sniff that belt for what, 2 years?
Right.
And now he's getting it back. And there was no true buildup to it. It's just, oh, I had a match. I almost beat you. So let me get one more shot at it. And that's the reason why.
It's about the homegrown talent thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't play that up leading up to him winning the belt.
What'd you guys think about the new X Division champion?
I honestly, who is that now?
Not low key.
Hmm.
He's not the X Division champion. I don't say that was the right move per se, but I thought it was better to have him. I think it's better to have him as champion than Samoa Joe. But you guys know how I feel about Samoa Joe, though.
Yeah, you don't like Sloppy Joe.
No, that's not the fact that I don't like him. It's just the fact that I think he just needs to rededicate himself to the sport. That's all I'm thinking. That's all I'm saying. That's all I've ever said. Let's rededicate.
It's hard to call him Sloppy Joe.
He needs to rededicate himself to a nice size diet.
Yeah.
Nice size treadmill.
Right.
Some elliptical shit.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Oh, Lord. Swatch, let me tell you, man. Don't come on here. Don't come on here hating. I talked to Ms. Destiny earlier, and she told me some of the things you were saying. So don't come on here hating. Don't do that.
About what?
I'll push the button. I will push this button in a heartbeat. So don't be hating.
Hating about what?
I heard some of the stuff you said about some of the stuff you always talk about. Don't bring it on here. Don't bring your Eve Torres hate on here and your AJ hate. No hate tonight. You don't try to cut down on the hate tonight.
Hey, I loved AJ Bella. I love that.
What do you guys think about the New Day faction?
New Day faction.
They haven't debuted yet. Rumor is they're supposed to debut at SummerSlam. But Survivor Series. I'm sorry. But it's going
to
be.
I mean.
Go ahead.
I would love for them to hurry up and just debut. I mean, they're obviously repackaged them for something good.
See,
are they going to be heels or faces? I hope they're heels.
They look to be faces.
They're faces.
Yeah, they look to be faces.
What?
My only issue with it is, and I was talking with Chris Nixon from NXT Cast on Thursday or Friday afternoon, and we were talking about the only thing that can ruin it is Kofi Kingston. Because every time I see Kofi Kingston with the rest of the guys, he just looks so disinterested in all the pictures. He just looks so disinterested. Like, I'm just here. Like, I'm just here for a paycheck. He doesn't care about getting the group over. And he's going to have to change that if he wants the group to get over.
I want him to get over. Whatever misgivings he has about this, he has to think about it as like, hey, this is going to put me on TV. This is going to put me back on the main shit.
Opportunity.
I'm not going to be on, what you call it anymore?
Right. It's going to be opportunity. He needs to get over it.
Yeah, Swax, you might not want to talk about AJ. Because, you know, that's New Jersey brethren right here. You don't want to talk about AJ while I'm on this call, okay?
One more thing I'm going to bring up real quick. I got to get this out there. Rage, I talked about it with you a little bit this morning over some the other stuff we were talking about. Oh, and Pastor Sadell says he's an honorary New Day member.
Oh, my God. Stop trying to ride them coattails, Sid.
He is an honorary New Day member. Let's go to the chat real quick and give some shout-outs. We got Cash Cow. We got Iron. Miss Destiny's in the chat. Big Tone, what's up? We got Mr. Rolson in the chat. Myself, I'm still there. Yep.
So you, Rage, are you gonna, you gonna get paid today, right?
What do you mean?
I mean, you talk about from the job.
Yeah, I got paid on Thursday.
I'm talking about you get. Are you getting paid? Did you already get us today?
Yeah.
All right. Just checking.
Why?
Because if you're here, I'm worried about you and your money.
12 to 8 today. 12 to 8 tomorrow. Those bastards got me working on Thanksgiving.
What?
How are you going to be working Thanksgiving?
That enrages me. That, yo. And from 5 to 12. Like, do you understand? 5 to 12.
And you work at a and you work in a movie theater?
Who's coming to the movies on Thanksgiving?
Please. You wouldn't believe it.
I'm going to just say it right now. If you're going to the movies on if you're going to the movies on Thanksgiving, then you need to stop and spend time with your family instead of avoiding them.
Everybody don't watch the football game, you know.
That's true.
I don't care. Spend time with your family instead of going out. Instead of going out in places. Whatever, man.
Just have it clean by time. Okay.
What'd you say?
Everybody knows the Cowboys suck.
What'd you say, server?
I said, make sure it's clean by the time I get there.
I ain't serving your ass, motherfucker. You serve your own. You gonna serve your own.
I'm coming serve your own. On Thanksgiving just to make sure you're doing your job.
So you say, and guess what? You gonna serve your own fat ass. I ain't serving your ass. I know what you look like. I have a picture of you. I'll post it all over the place to make sure people don't serve your ass. Now what?
Anyway. Why would you post a picture of me?
Because I can.
Anyway,
that's just ignorant of me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Pastor Sadell said he's legit. The New Day are his cult riders.
Yeah, I better recognize.
Hey, you know what?
Not a Big E ain't got nothing to say about that.
Did y'all see that article on Facebook about some pastor kissing the women in his church?
Yes.
Behind on the beach?
Yes, that was nasty.
Oh, why would Pastor Sadell do that in public? I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
By the way, now that I'm up here, I forgot to do something on Skype.
What'd you forget?
Let's see. I forgot how to add somebody.
Oh, real quick too. I gotta get into this. Did you? Because I gotta get your opinion, particularly Stevie Ray. Do you know you guys can actually go on Skype and actually buy yourself a WWE Diva Hall of Famer? Did you know that?
Yeah. So let's do that. Let's do that right now.
Did you know what? You can buy time.
NJ Sunny 1972.
Yes, you can buy time with the WWE Hall of Fame Diva. and you can see her in her birthday suit for the mere price of $100.
Get the fuck out of here. $100?
$100.
Okay, when it comes to, if it's Kelly, I'll immediately do it.
Okay, here's what's going to happen. If you want the email address to Sunny, you're going to have to cough up a $10 fee for me.
That ain't going to work, Ray.
So,
that ain't going to work.
You can get that. So you're going to have to keep. So I'm the pay window. So $10 for me, $100 for Sunny. Let's go.
That ain't going to work, Ray. She's already put it on Facebook.
I just.
But you already put it on Facebook. But you
I
can.
I just added her, so.
But you can. Oh, you did add her on Skype. Okay. But
just
you,
now, yeah.
But you, yeah, but you can actually email her. She'll give you all the details. She has a webcam. You give her $100.
I ain't doing shit.
And she does, and she'll take it all off for you. And this is Sunny, former WWE Diva Sunny. She will take it all off for you for $100.
Doesn't she have AIDS, though?
$100. I don't know.
Doesn't she have AIDS?
I don't know. I didn't hear that rumor.
AIDS ain't got nothing but nothing to do with looking at her, but damn.
I know, but do you really want to look at her, you know, her genital wart covered taint? Like, do you really want to look at that?
That is very true.
She's probably covered in genital warts.
Tony C just said, breaking news, the Packers just scored again on the Eagles. Dude, that game was last week.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Let
me ask you guys a question. How should we judge a good Survivor Series team? The way I always judged it was by the number of potential Hall of Famers on it. Am I wrong?
We should judge
about the number of potential Hall of Famers.
Mm-hmm. That's how I judge it. Am I wrong for that?
How about we should judge it on how long they stay together before the Survivor Series? How about that?
See, because I always looked at it that your good Survivor Series teams. We went over that a couple weeks ago. Your good Survivor Series teams are the ones that had your Hall of Famers on there, like your Stone Cold, your Rocks, your Shawn Michaels, your Triple H's. This year, you really don't have that. What? Big Show and Cena? And Mark Henry?
I feel like...
And Kane. And Kane. Yeah.
I got a question. How come Triple H isn't in this match? Like, how come he can't, like, be in this?
Man, Triple H wants to wrestle, man. I don't know why he's tripping.
Yeah, he knows he wants to.
Yeah,
but he can't.
Why don't they just make this like a 7-on-7 and have Triple H in it?
Yeah,
Triple H is not a full time wrestler. Okay,
I don't care. He's only had one match this year.
That's more than enough.
I don't care. It's one daggone match. So you telling me he can't wrestle another? I know Triple H is an authority figure, but he's that lazy.
Lazy.
Right. It is lazy. It is. For someone who wants to have his face in every single storyline and wants to have every single title belt, okay, you're telling me that this guy can't put on the belts and the spandex for one more night this year?
So you think his job is lazy? So you think his job as COO is just a title and he doesn't have no job where he has to work every day.
No, I don't think COO is just a title. But this is the guy who wants to have... Can I finish what I was saying before you start cutting in on me?
Always, Ray, you say without thinking. You cannot...
And I am thinking, but you ain't thinking.
You're an officer in that company full time.
Excuse me, sir. So, I understand that being a COO isn't just a title. It's actually a job. But for someone who always wants to have his name in every single storyline and always wants first dibs at every title that comes out, you're telling me that Triple H can't find his way, can't involve himself in a Survivor Series match? I don't care. I don't care. He should have had himself in this match.
There's nobody.
He wants to be in every story. He wants to be in every storyline. He wants to be in every match. Put him in the Survivor Series match.
You really gotta get your weight up, man. You,
okay, am I wrong here?
Yes, you are.
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to everybody else.
See, my issue with Triple H is this. Make up your damn mind. If you're going to be a GM, be a GM. If you're going to be a wrestler, be a wrestler. Don't be coming in and out. Don't do that.
He's one of the reasons Daniel Bryan is out. And, William, I know you don't like Daniel Bryan, but let's face it.
God, I can't stand Daniel Bryan. I like him as a talent. He's just too short to be champion.
Oh, damn. H only wrestles about twice a year. He did his two.
It ain't about... He ain't, okay, and he ain't wrestled twice this year.
He was in the match, the pay-per-view after WrestleMania. You forgot when they took on the Shield.
What pay-per-view are you talking about?
The one at the WrestleMania when
Triple H was on it.
Evolution took on the Shield. You forgot he was in that match?
Payback?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You got that.
But And Tony C is telling me to leave.
So now he did his two matches a year, so now he's done.
And Triple H is...
Okay. And you know what? You may be right on that. You may be right. He has his two matches this year. But again, this is the guy who always wants his ass in every fucking storyline, who wants dibs on every damn title, so he can't find his way into a Survivor Series match? I mean, it is his ass that's on the line, right? Right?
I see what you're saying, Rage. In terms of storyline, I see what you're saying.
In terms of storyline, yeah. His ass is on the line, so he can't do shit his own way.
He's only done about two matches a year now for the past...
You know, Shane McMahon, when he was a part of the Alliance, he didn't, like, have somebody go out there for him. He actually went out there himself. You remember that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But my thing is this. My thing is this, though. And, sir, if I see what you're saying, too, because he's two matches a year, maybe three matches a year, whatever the case may be.
Not any, that was in June.
Do whatever it takes to make it a good storyline. That's my whole point. And if you would have saw Cena on SmackDown, would have helped the storyline. If Triple H...
Yeah, what the hell was Cena on SmackDown?
If Triple H was in this match, it would have helped the storyline. You could make a case, and I know some people aren't happy with Luke Harper being a champion. I know I'm not, but as much as I like the Wyatt family, I don't like him being a champion, not this way. You could put Triple H in that spot.
You know another thing? With Cena not being there, he's really not helping SmackDown with its imminent move back to Thursday nights. He's really not.
But you can also make the case, though, that SmackDown is not going to be anything but a review show regardless whether he's there or not.
Yep.
So
sucks.
But still, just having him there...
Why are y'all still talking about SmackDown Thursday nights?
To get that beat down.
Because it's true! Unless you don't read.
When is it supposed to be going back to Thursday night?
January 15th or what? Something like that? Hold on.
Still. Well, I did not read that, okay?
You didn't read that?
No, I did not.
Oh, good. Then start reading.
How do you do that?
It's easy.
Don't read stuff.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Get on the net and read an article or pick up a book and read.
Swats, why don't you put that in the chat, man?
Can you teach me how to read, Rage?
What? No, I don't do that.
Why don't you
could you agamicate me?
No, I don't do that.
Why don't you put that on in the chat?
As smart as you?
That's what teachers are for.
Swats, why don't you put that in
the
chat?
You find me something?
Because you don't want me to bring it up on the air?
Yeah, don't. Please don't. Please don't. Please don't.
The neutral place.
I think it's January 15th, I think.
I don't have a problem with what happened. I'll say it so we get it out the way. Swax is upset that Taryn Terrell won the Knockouts title on TNA. That's his announcement. There you go.
Not bad. What's wrong with that?
I know, right?
Thursday, January 15th.
Okay.
Guess what, Swax? Get over it.
My only issue is, what the hell was Gail Kim wearing? Was she wearing panties under her trunks?
I would fuck her.
Was she wearing panties under her trunks? I don't know.
How old is Gail Kim?
35.
You still look good.
Big Tom, what's up, man?
What's going on, fellas? How's it going?
What's going on?
Big T.
Big Tom.
Another day. What's going on? What's going on?
Big Tom.
Oh, you're here. Oh, you're here.
You rage.
Oh, you're here.
Who else is going to be? You're working right now. Somebody's going
to talk. And I would rather be at work than talk to Tone at this point.
You say that's just wrong.
Don't make that move.
That's just wrong. Don't.
Where's
have...
my buddy Rage is a jackass at?
That's right.
Rage is a jackass. I don't know. Who cares? I don't know. It's his business.
I'm gonna say. I'm
Are you
say,
always looking for him?
I'm gonna say one thing too. Last Jessica Havoc, she's gotten bigger in like 2 months. That's a big girl.
Alright, I'm just gonna throw the accusation out there.
A big girl. Good lord.
I'm just gonna throw it out there.
What's the accusation, Rage?
I think she's taking steroids.
What?
Here we go again.
She could be taking steroids. She could be.
That's a big girl.
You don't
man.
Get that big that quick, Will. Come on.
That's a big girl. She was big in the indies. But I'm good lord.
But you don't. I'm sorry, man. You don't get that big that quick.
That girl is big.
I'm gonna start the finger pointing. I think she's taking steroids. Oh, I don't
know. Who's the person that needs to step up on SmackDown to really make a difference? Who's the person who needs to save their spot on this Survivor Series card to really make a difference? You guys got anybody in mind? Because I got several people in mind.
Well, it starts with Ziggler or Cesaro.
I'm thinking Sandow's going to have to do something, too.
What the hell is Cesaro going to do? What is he going to do in that pay-per-view to really advance himself?
Sandow?
Yeah, what can he do?
Win the tag titles.
Yeah, but even if he has the belts, I mean, what's it going to do?
I want to know what the card is.
Here's the thing. Like, I think... Okay, I don't mean to, like, beat a dead horse, but I think, like, with him losing to you-know-who, like, it just sent, like, such a spiral. Like, he just went into total irrelevance. Like, he started to dress up as random motherfuckers, and next thing you know, he's becoming, like, Mrs., like, you know, personal, like, whatever, what was it? Bitch stunt boy. Double?
Stunt double, yeah.
Stunt double or bitch boy? Yeah, you're right. More accurate.
It's just like even
if he wins the belts, like, I think he, it's over for him.
I'm pulling for Amalda Dwarves to win the title.
I want to see him win. You don't only want to see him win, Swax. Anybody else?
William, can you give me the card?
Yes, sir. The card, November 23rd,
tomorrow.
Scott Trey Center, St. Louis, Missouri, WWE Survivor Series 2014.
Are they really going to have a pay-per-view in St. Louis at this point in time? Come on.
Miss Destiny, and I got to give her props.
Maybe that's they won their pay-per-view tomorrow.
Miss Destiny, and I got to give Miss Destiny props on this. She came up with something that might just happen. I got to give her props on that. I'll tell you what she said in a second. I got to give her props on that. But the card, Stevie Ray, it starts with a Divas Traditional Survivor Series Elimination Tag Match. Alicia Fox, Natalya, Naomi, and Emma versus Paige, Cameron, Summer Rae, and Layla. Really? Paige, you sunken down to that low? Really? WWE Tag Team Championship. Four teams in the vibe for it. The Usos, Sandow and Miz versus Los Matadors versus the Champions and Golden Stardust. Dean Ambrose versus Bray Wyatt. WWE Divas Championship match. The champion AJ Lee versus Nikki Bella. I'm pulling for Nikki Bella, actually. If the Authority loses, they are no longer in power. Traditional Survivor Series elimination match. Team Cena, John Cena, Dolph Ziggler, Eric Rowan, Big Show, and Ryback versus Team Authority, Seth Rollins, Kane, Rusev, Mark Henry, and Luke Harper. There you go.
I think we should do some predictions.
See, but before we do that real quick, I am so upset that they put that belt on Luke Harper.
Oh, I am too. I am too. Like, it does nothing for Luke Harper,
it
really.
It makes sense.
They just tossed it on him.
Yeah.
Yep. I agree.
He went out there.
And before we even get to the predictions, I feel like the Wyatt family splitting up was the worst thing WWE did, and you can see, and it proves on just how, like, they're being booked.
Reed is still a jackass. Is in the chat room now.
Oh, I don't give a rat's fucking ass.
You called a minute, Swax. You called a minute. Real quick, since
this is a jackass, my favorite guy,
Miss Destiny,
Rage is a jackass, can go eat ass.
Let me tell you what Miss Destiny said real quick. I gotta give her props on this. She said I can use it. Sit there in St. Louis, Missouri. She sees Randy Orton coming in to affect this somehow. Do you guys agree?
What the hell? Okay, you know what? I mean,
it is.
Well, you know what? Guy. Again, like, If Randy Orton's coming, he's probably going to help Cena.
I'm thinking so, too, if he does come.
Most likely.
And there's also a rumor out there as well that Sting's going to be at this event. I don't think so. I don't think it's a big enough
Sting. I don't think so, either. Like, I think it's really a rumor.
Yeah. I don't think...
I read it on PW Insider, so... Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to... Like, PW Insider doesn't really bullshit when it comes to shit like that. Like they don't tell lies.
I don't think
so. Yeah, I really don't know, but Sting is like, I don't know.
I can't see Sting coming back, not to this venue, because it's a small venue. It's not big enough. You're gonna have Sting. You're gonna bring him on bigger. You're gonna bring him out a better pay per view than this.
Like, what purpose would it do for Sting to come back?
I don't know. How about this? Why don't you instigate a match with The Undertaker?
Yeah, but The Undertaker's streak is broken. It would not be...
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah. All right, let's go over some predictions very quickly. We're going to leave the Divas Traditional Survivor Series match alone. I mean, it is what it is.
It's AJ. It's Team AJ versus Team Paige.
You're going to leave it alone. No, AJ's not in it.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's right. Shit.
Yeah, Alicia Fox, Natalya, Naomi, and Emma versus Paige, Cameron, Summer, and Layla.
So who's like the captains, sort of?
I can see Paige being hers, and I can see maybe Natalya being hers.
So it's pretty much Total Divas versus non-Total Divas.
Right.
All right, I'm going with the non-Total Divas.
Simply
for the fact that I don't like the show, so whatever.
Yeah, I don't care for it myself. WWE Tag Team Championship. Anyone want to give a prediction for that? Uso versus Miz Dow versus Los Matadors versus Golden Stardust. Swax wants the Matadors. Anybody else want to make a prediction?
I think the
Matadors. For some reason, Swax, you're an idiot.
Ole!
Los Matadors.
Ole!
Come on.
I think
is the snow getting to you too much?
I'm not taking this match too seriously. I think the Dusters are gonna retain.
Me too. Much as I wanna see Sandow and Miz win, just to get some relevance back to Sandow, I think Odessa and Stardust are gonna retain. Surfer, you wanna pick someone?
No, I have to save mine till tomorrow.
Dude, this is TWCIS. We're not on tomorrow.
Doy.
I know, but I can't be making double predictions, so.
You think I'm going to win and then save tomorrow?
How about you're not helping this show at all? Just like Cena. You're not helping SmackDown. You're not helping this show.
Let's move to the next.
Really not.
Let's move to the next match. WWE Divas Championship. AJ Lee versus Nikki Bella. I am picking Nikki Bella.
I want AJ Lee to win.
I'm picking Nikki Bella.
I feel like Nikki is going to win. Because they're going to... WWE is going to try something. Like, they're going to really like fuck over AJ if this is like her last match. And what a sad way it is for her to go, really.
It's not her last match, dude. She's on a...
How's AJ getting fucked over if she loses?
She's under contract for this pay-per-view and the next.
I mean, okay. I mean, look. I really, like... I don't know.
Unless she pulls a pump.
So you assume if they take the belt from her, it's punishment for Punk?
Definitely.
I've read reports that that's
the reason why they were trying to get rid of AJ is because of all the Punk chants.
So they are going to take the belt off of her just because of the Punk.
Look,
she's supposed to have the belt forever,
sir. First of all,
it is her husband.
I said it was a report. I ain't say it was true.
When you can stop believing every report you read.
I didn't say I believe it.
Oh, God.
Absolutely, you do.
Again, listen, sir, listen. Listen to what comes out of my mouth before you start to
say, sir.
All right, fuck you. Seriously, just fuck you. All right?
But look.
I want AJ to win. Nikki shouldn't have that belt. So, yeah. Well,
the boob job on
something to bake your noodle. Nikki's going to win because she's...
Yeah.
The reason why I'm pulling for Nikki because the boob job on Nikki is just amazing.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
It's a fantastic. It's fantastic work.
Oh my god!
I've seen better boob jobs.
Oh my god! Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Coco.
Whatever.
Coco.
Nikki will win. I'm pulling for
Nikki. Whoa! Stop! 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 Are you trying to say that Coco isn't
I'm not disrespecting
Kogo, but I can't comment.
Her boob job might be better than Stephanie's.
I'm not saying anything that it's not, but it's Kogo and WWE, no. So leave it be. I'm just saying, I'm pulling for Nikki. Nikki's looking good. I'm pulling for Nikki. She's gotten better in the ring, which ain't saying much, but she has gotten better in the ring, so I'm pulling for Nikki to win. AJ can't hold on to her forever.
If I have a criticism about either one, that whole e-girl outfit she wears looks ridiculous on her.
Which one? That fearless outfit?
The whole b-girl outfit she wear with the backwards cap and everything.
Yeah, she does need to change that crap.
She looks ridiculous.
It doesn't show her the way it should. But I'm pulling for Nikki.
Like she's not gangster. Mm-mm. She's not a hip.
Mm-mm. But I'm pulling for Nikki in that match. Stevie Ray, do you care to pick a winner?
Of course, I love AJ.
Okay,
but Nikki has the potential to win.
Yes, I want to see Nikki win,
especially since she still has her sister under contract until day after pay per view.
Yep. All right, next match on the line. If the Authority loses, they are no longer in power. Traditional Survivor Series match, Team Cena versus Team Authority. I'm going Team Authority.
I'm going Team Cena. Considering how much both teams have a lot to lose. But you can go without. You can still be there without power.
But I have a question. Mm-hmm. There's a chance Team Authority loses, and then they try to not give up their power.
That's the best way to go.
I don't think so. Because I think if Team Authority loses, you kill the momentum that they've already built. Particularly the momentum that you've built with Seth Rollins and Rusev.
Let's put it like this. It's better that Rusev loses at this one, and then not at a singles match.
Yeah, but I can't see Team Cena winning because of the fact that, for the most part, they're a bunch of old dudes, with the exception of Rowan. You can't even say that about Ryback is a young up and comer now. You can't even say that about Ryback.
He's a rookie.
So, I mean, it just don't make any sense to see Team Cena win to me. But again, like Tony C said, it's John Cena. So
they're gonna win because
you have that potential that everybody can be.
This whole Authority storyline is old and done.
But you can also say that this is Team Cena. So Cena, everybody else can be eliminated, but Cena. Team Authority have everybody on their side. John Cena can turn Super Cena at any moment and beat all five of them.
That's true.
Beat all five. And that's a damn shame, because this should not be about John Cena.
That's even with the stomp.
Right.
The curb stomp.
Right. This should.
Go ahead.
Don't get me wrong. The curb stomp is somewhat formidable. But Cena will kick out of that.
No, but see, the thing about it, though, this should not be, and I said it earlier, this should not be the John Cena show. This should be the spotlight for everybody, not just him.
I'm gonna go out of my my way over there, and I'm gonna say a shocking upset happens. Rusev is the sole survivor of Team Authority, and he upsets and beats John Cena somehow.
Really?
Yep.
They do like Rusev.
Ace Swax. Here's the thing. You know what? I'll make a bet with you on that. If that actually happens, I'll pay for your next ticket to any damn WWE show that comes to Philly.
Whoa. Okay?
Ray, that'll take up a month of your pay.
If that actually happens, because that is not going to happen.
You know what, though? I'm not going to sit here and lie. They love Rusev. Look at the people Rusev beaten onto that.
But you think he's going to be the sole survivor?
Hey, yep. They like Rusev.
They may like Rusev, but they're not going to. I like Rusev. They may like Rusev, but not. They're not going to sit there and say that. They're not going to give him that title yet of the sole survivor. They're not going to do that.
It's going to either be, if anybody from the Authority gets it, it's either going to be him or Seth Rollins.
True. Look, I just think,
If Rusev beats Cena, that's going to shock you on two fashions. A, it's going to shock you because Team Cena lost. And B, it's going to shock you because Cena put somebody else over.
Yeah. So, here's... I've been debating with this, like, for the longest now. Mm-hmm. Thursday, I initially said Team Cena. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the recent stipulation, the idea of Randy Orton... You know what? I'm gonna stick with Cena's team.
Hell no, not me.
I know. Stick with Cena's team. Just because, like, the possibilities, like, that I have in my mind, like, outweigh the possibilities of, like, ways that the Authority could win.
Now.
So.
And I doubt if this happens too, and I got that from Miss Destiny as well, she wanted me to bring it to your guys' attention. What about Roman Reigns coming out of nowhere?
Roman Reigns is nowhere. He would
probably help.
I don't think he is either.
He would probably help out Cena.
I don't think he's anywhere near physically fit either. Be cool though. If him and Orton just came out of nowhere.
Hey, you got too many people that could possibly help out Cena and not the Authority.
Yeah.
So
unless Randy Orton comes back. And he helps out Team Authority, like, he gives
he
Cena to RKO.
I don't think he will.
There, puts Cena in the accolade, and Cena taps out.
Let me ask you a question.
I don't think that will happen, though.
Do you guys see anybody turning on someone?
I do.
Who do you see turning on who?
To me, it would be Ryback or Cesaro.
Hmm.
I would say Cesaro, because Ryback is on a roll right now, and he's been having one awesome match after another in the last couple weeks.
I have call on line number 5. Tony C, how you doing, my friend?
Yeah, my name is Tony C, and I just had a quick question for the panel. Do you guys know what John Cena's record is in team elimination matches for the Survivor Series?
Goodness.
I'm going to hang up and listen while you guys answer this question.
I think Surfer knows.
Mr. C, you need to change your last name. Get like another letter in that last name.
So, to C, what's up, man?
He's slightly messed up. But yeah.
What's going on, Tony? How you doing, man? I know you ain't hang up.
I'm doing okay. I just wanted to call in and ask that question because, you know, you guys were.
Are you a first time caller?
Yeah, I'm a first time caller, long time listener, and I couldn't win the contest to go see Survivor Series because Ray's won the tickets, but it's okay. Maybe I'll get to go to the next event contest Durant has. But, yeah, I just want to ask that question because, you know, looking back over the years, doing my research, doesn't look like he's lost any of those matches, you know. So
you're about to lose now.
I just want to let you guys answer, and I'm going to take your guys' answer off the air.
Tony C, you sound Southern. Are you from down south or something?
No, actually, sir, I'm from a northern state of New York City, and
you don't sound like no New Yorker.
You ain't no
well,
New Yorker.
I'm a transplant. To that area. Normally, I'm from Nutbush, Tennessee.
Nutbush.
Yeah, Nutbush, Tennessee. I just wanted to, you know, hear you guys' comments and thoughts on that particular situation because, you know, a lot of you guys are going against the grain.
But John Cena fan?
I'm not necessarily a John Cena fan per se, sir. But I do.
Everybody on his network seems to hate him, so it's okay if you hate him too.
Oh, no, sir. I don't hate any man. because but I'm not okay. what they call. It's I've okay. heard people use the phrase "term mark."
Do you go to the movies on Thanksgiving?
From time to time. Just, you know, if Brock Lesnar is in the movie, I'll go.
You know, I got a customer service number. If a certain person gives you a hard time, you can report them.
Oh. Yeah, I did hear that this young man has to work on Thanksgiving. Sucks to be you, young man.
Fuck you, you Hogan fan.
I'll be enjoying the Cowboys game, and
they'll lose again.
Yep, they'll lose.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But yeah, I just want to hear you guys.
They always lose on Thanksgiving.
I think they don't always lose, but they gonna lose this year.
Well, you know, when they did play the Houston Texans this year, they beat them. So you know, it's okay. What's the hostility for a first time caller? You guys right are twice very a day. Hostile tonight. It's the holidays.
As Stephen A. says, a dead as Stephen A. says, a dead clock is right twice a day.
Accident waiting to happen.
And I would say it's been about 10 years since Tom Brady hoisted a Super Bowl trophy.
How long has it been since Romo won a playoff game?
Maybe he's won one since Brady won a championship.
Romo.
And to comment on what someone said earlier, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on you, sir. Someone called AJ Lee a brother-in.
A dollar, he would have four quarters for the first time in his life.
Yes, AJ Lee. AJ Lee is a brother.
I don't know what the Patriot hospital is from Mean Streets of Union City, New Jersey. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you guys.
AJ was dressed up as Nikki Bella. It looks like Nikki Bella hasn't eaten in 2 years.
Wow, I mean that's
harsh.
That's wrong. Not nice to say about that's someone. Wrong.
But AJ Lee was called brother-in earlier. I didn't know a woman can be a part of a brother-in. Okay.
She's one of the brothers.
Okay. All right. But anyhow, back to the question at hand. So William Morgan, why don't you believe that John Cena is going to take it tomorrow?
I'm hoping, sir, that it is not the John Cena show, as I stated earlier.
Haven't you guys figured that out?
This event right here, sir, is going to be about showcasing everyone, not just Cena. Because if you show...
If you believe that, sir, we have some nice... beautiful beach land.
I'm not saying that Cena's not going to show well. I'm not saying that. But,
wait, can I ask a question? This is like totally off topic. I'm watching like an old SmackDown. Is it true, really, that Paul Heyman was like managing Heidenreich?
For a minute.
It wasn't very long, but I'm just saying
that Cena and his team will show well, but at the end of the day, it doesn't make any sense for Cena's team to win. You've built up, because if you do, you kill the buildup of a Seth Rollins, and you kill the buildup that you have of a Rusev. Mr. William Morgan,
have you thought about the fact they don't care? How many other people have been killed at the hands of Mr. Cena?
I'm not taking it there, sir.
I'm just asking. I'm asking a question.
Because I have a caller on the line who takes offense to talk like that. So what I'm
Cena's going to bury five more careers or something.
So all I'm saying is I'm just going with what makes sense. Don't kill build-up. Don't kill storyline. Don't make this the John Cena show, because if you do, you're going to lose half your audience that following day.
They probably don't care.
I'm telling you, they
care about the kids and the shirts and the wristbands.
They need to look at the totality of everything that they're doing in this event. It doesn't need to be about just Cena, because if you keep it about Cena, eventually everybody's going to lose. Particularly when you look at the real fans, not you know the kids. But when you look at the fans who spend the money, as you see in the chat, we don't hate Cena. We're tired of the character. So by being tired of the character. Yeah, eventually, people are gonna walk off and leave, sir.
I mean, I don't mean to offend you or anything like that. You know, like I said, I'm a first time caller. But you know, I do want to be welcome back one day. But you know, they don't care anything about us. You know, Super Cena, he's gonna be like, he's gonna get down to the. It'll be like 5-on-2 or something, and
I don't
think
so.
Take it home.
I don't think so. I think it's gonna be.
He's like the LeBron James of the WWE.
I think everybody's going to be shown well.
No, I don't think so.
They put Luke Harper.
No,
They put that belt on Luke Harper.
Here?
Go ahead.
I think that old bullshit Cena was spitting on Monday about him beating everybody one by one. I think that's going to happen. I think
CPS.
That would be terrible. I think the authority is going to
get rid of all four of Cena's members, and Cena's going to beat the team single-handedly. I really think that's going to happen.
That would be so terrible.
You're hoping for it, aren't you?
I'm not hoping for it. I don't even want it to happen, but I would not be surprised if WWE did something like that. That would be so bad.
William, just wanted to ask, did someone say earlier that Rusev was going to beat John Cena?
Swags.
Was that said? Someone made that prediction?
Yes.
Wow.
It would be so terrible if Cena by himself.
It would be different.
Cena go through five people by himself, and not just five people of ordinary caliber. We're talking about five people who are supposed to be excellence on the team, a team authority. So that'll make it even worse if it happens that way. That would be so bad.
Well, he's going to be the Money in the Briefcase winner. He's going to be Intercontinental Champion.
If it comes down one-on-one sitting at somebody, Seth Rollins, Rusev, if it comes down to one-on-one, okay, fine, what have you. But if Cena goes Super Cena and be all five by himself, that's just bad.
I have a question. I just want to ask a general question. Why have you guys said, what if at the beginning of the match, Cena comes out and get eliminated first? Wouldn't that be awesome?
I'd be so happy.
Yeah, it would.
I'd be so happy.
I'm just saying.
I'd be so happy.
Swax, if that doesn't happen, by the way, you owe me cheesesteaks from Tony Luke's. We got a deal?
What?
Are you guys making wagers on the air?
Yes, he is. He is gambling on
the
air.
That's not.
He is doing
the rant. If your prediction doesn't pan out, I want cheesesteaks from you, from Tony Luke's.
Rage, to go to Tony Luke's, you would have
I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to Swag.
You'd be too scared to go hit that neighborhood.
That means you have to actually travel somewhere, Rage, and you can't go 3 blocks.
How do you know?
Oh man.
He done went there.
And that's Swag's coming at you like that. Oh, my goodness.
Swag's, okay.
Really you probably at the movie theater
know,
right across the street. So you...
I know that.
All right, remember that. Remember that, Swag's.
Tony C, let me ask you a question, sir. Are you going to go on Skype and take advantage and see a WWE Diva Sunny on Skype? Are you going to take advantage of that, sir?
Sir, I'm not familiar with that process of what you speak. I don't partake in those things here.
You don't partake in escape prostitution.
You're a Christianly man.
Exactly. And so if you guys want, go right ahead. Whatever.
I bet if Miss Elizabeth was still alive and she was selling herself on Skype, you want to see it too.
No.
Yeah, you
would. Not a sycophant like that, my friend.
She was fat and ugly in WCW.
Oh, yeah. No, she wasn't.
If I want to see anything naked, my friend, I just go in my room and to tap my wife on the shoulder and say, get naked, okay? All right. that's the benefit.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying, tonight.
Maybe.
I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, like Lana was naked on Skype.
Man, I'll hang up the phone.
I would pay top dollar
I ought to hang up the phone right now, you swags.
All right, now the real.
No, he ain't wrong. Stop.
Hang up the phone right now, you swags.
You sick of fan.
Yo, Lana has been getting sexier lately, man.
I ought to hang up the phone on swags right now. I don't want to see Lana. Her
and hang up on Ray's, too.
Oh, you her may not. Face. You may stop, not see it, but I do.
Her dope face.
You're going to go. You're going to take your hard earned.
Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth on Lana, man.
Naked shit.
You didn't say EMC money.
I would pay top.
You gonna use your AMC rewards card on that?
Oh, yeah.
A joke.
I'm not using my AMC rewards points on that.
Okay.
Save it for the Avengers.
Let me ask you
get a better value.
Let me ask you guys a question. I think that on Monday Night Raw, they need to kill all these guest hosts. Grumpy Cat, yep. Really?
I ain't
really?
See Grumpy Cat.
First of all, nothing was wrong with Grumpy Cat. He was grumpy.
Don't know if I want to see that shit.
I heard Toucan Sam hosting next week.
Toucan Sam.
Hate on the cat, man.
I want to see the hell Grumpy Cat. The cat ain't do. Didn't even bring the cat to the ring. The cat was in the back.
She just sitting there. She just sat there. Pissed off.
Upset you that they put him on camera for like 30 seconds.
See, don't dag on
cat. It's a her.
Yeah. Oh, it's a her. My bad.
Yeah.
Rage. I got a question. Rage. Surfer, you going to like this question. Rage, did you watch Raw on Monday?
Why?
I'm just asking.
Why?
I'm asking.
Why?
I know where you're going with this.
Because I was going to ask, did you enjoy seeing the pussy on Monday? That's all. That's
oh my
all?
Goodness! I gotta say this. Iron, Swatch, this is from you, from Iron. If Swatch wants to see someone naked, he just needs to tell Miss Destiny to get on Skype.
Not the hideous.
No, I don't need to be seeing Miss Destiny naked.
My God,
Stevie Ray already saw Miss Destiny too many times and. And for him to see her naked over there, that really,
Well, you know damn well you saw Miss Destiny naked. You know damn well you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did, Swax. I know what's going on between you two, Swax. Don't think, I don't know.
I got my eyesight still, so I never saw
Miss Destiny. Yeah, I know, but I know what's up. I know what's up. I heard it on the grapevine.
First off, Miss Destiny
heard it on the grapevine, not through it. You heard it on the grapevine.
Got a nice body, so why would the blonde somebody see it with no clothes on?
Hashtag on the grapevine.
Hashtag doesn't matter.
Real quick, someone said Cash Cow said in the chat the match he wants to see is Adam Rose versus the Bunny.
Kill the Bunny.
Oh yeah.
And the Bunny was actually Tyson Kidd on main event this week. I thought that was interesting.
Hey, Will, did you know the streets be looking?
Say what?
You know.
The streets be looking.
They be looking.
I didn't think that Bunny might be a pervert, man, the way he was humping on Adam Rose.
It was Tyson Kidd on main event. They were saying that on main event that Bunny was Tyson Kidd.
William, again, totally off topic. Did you hear the John Cena prank call video on YouTube?
I did not.
You should. You should play it right now. You should play it right now.
John Cena prank call.
It is the funniest 5 minutes you will ever hear.
Has anyone else heard this?
I posted it in the group page. I don't know why anybody at least gave it a look.
Has anybody else heard this?
No one really cares about Cena getting prank call.
It's not Cena getting prank call. It's just listen. It is the funniest 5 minutes you will ever hear. I'm telling you right now.
You might do it toward the end of the. We might do it toward the end of the show. Maybe it's an outro or something like that. So we may check it out later. Tony C, let me ask you this. Why do you disagreeing on my take on Triple H?
That he should get in the ring?
Yeah.
Because he don't have to, man. What's wrong with you wanting the COO to get in the ring? They don't do that, man.
Tony, but you don't understand.
his ass is on the line.
It's not his role to get in the ring.
Role to get in the ring, but technically, in the storyline, his ass is on the line. So you're telling me he can't play for his ass for his own job?
Osama Ben Cena.
I'm going to say it again. Shane McMahon, when he was leader of the Alliance, he fought. So why can't Triple H fight?
He's not the COO of the Alliance.
He's the leader of the Alliance, though, technically. So he can't fight for himself, for his own team.
You seen what happened to Shane McMahon when he fought for the job? He was the first one out. First one
was he really the first one out? I don't remember him being the first one out. It was like
you wasn't the first, you was the second. He ain't last too long. It went Big Show then him.
But this isn't like
no Big Show gonna be the first one out tomorrow.
Shane McMahon isn't Triple H though. Triple H can last that long. He'll be fine.
Is Big Show gonna be crying when he gets thrown out?
Yeah.
No, he's just gonna walk to the back like he always do. Got a paycheck.
Head down.
And Cash Cow said it best. The game has nothing to prove.
Head down.
He put Daniel Bryan over at Mania.
He did.
That was his moment. So let leave him be.
Do you believe Sting's gonna be at Survivor Series?
Hell no.
Me neither.
Hell no.
They need to leave Sting and the Raptors. Right there, man.
What Sting, you got?
Stinger.
It's gonna be somewhere.
Stuck up in the Raptors.
You ain't no Lex to come back and call his name.
He's there.
That's
to
when he'll come
get
back.
The Hall of Fame and get the fuck on.
So you guys think Sting shouldn't even wrestle? Have a match.
Yeah, he should. Yeah, he should.
He should have at least two matches. Everybody clamoring for Sting to come back. Then when he beats somebody young, it's why he gotta beat somebody.
He's not gonna really beat anyone. Look, here's the thing.
Don't put nobody over.
Sting, I don't think Cena. Okay, wait. Sting is not gonna be one of those guys that puts people over. Like, he's gonna get like the money match. Sort
Could
of.
You put Sting against somebody?
I'll tell you, the only reason why I want to see Sting wrestle is because that last match he had in TNA was a disgrace.
That's true.
Yes, it
was. That's true.
Here's the $64,000 pyramid question. If you came back and fought John Cena and won, would you be mad?
No.
That's all I need to know. And that's the match I want. I want to see John Cena and Sting. I really do.
Let me ask Rage a question. If Sting beat The Rock, would you be mad?
I would not be mad.
Would you be mad, Rage?
See, it would not bother me the way that Starrcade match bothered you. So.
That's
because Hogan won.
You guys have an issue with Jim Ross doing New Japan's pay-per-view on January 4th?
Oh, sir, are you throwing
jazz? No, hell no. It's going to be with Mike Tenay?
Yeah, Mike Tenay's supposed to be with them. Mm-hmm.
It'd be good. That's going to be good.
Okay.
Here's another $64,000 pyramid question.
What?
Rage. Okay. What if Sting fought CM Punk and won? Would you be mad? Got him!
It took him a minute too. It's still taking him a minute to get through that one.
That's good. I wouldn't. So hold on. You cried when The Rock
because it's Sting,
but you wouldn't cry
because that's The Rock. The Rock, hey dude. Okay, The Rock was gone for like 8 years, and now he decides to come in for a title shot. Who the hell is The Rock? Excuse me. Who the hell does The Rock think he is? He leaves for 8 years, come back, beat John Cena, okay, fine, whoop-de-doo. Then he's, like, calling for title shots, like, he's the COO? Who the fuck
is the fucking key? It's like Vince Diesel.
Who does he think he is? I don't care how much money he makes. I don't care how much steroids he's taking. Who does he think he is?
Who is CM Punk, not to lay down for The Rock and Sting?
He's the great.
Okay, and who is The Rock to be taking a belt from somebody who was
he showed you who he was. He was The Rock.
Yeah, he did.
Took the belt from him.
Coming to WWE and say, I'm a big bad action movie star, and
I want my title shot.
Hey, guess what, Ray? He's the reason why you got a job right now.
Yep.
Say what? Say that again.
He paid my bills. The Rock ain't paying my bills.
He's got a job because he's making.
The Rock ain't paying my bills. The Rock can't put. The Rock ain't paying my bills. The Rock ain't putting food on my table. The Rock ain't even got a movie out right now. Jackass. The Rock ain't putting any food on your table either.
So who is CM Punk? What has CM Punk done for the wrestling business?
So stop kissing the great ass's ass.
Besides say pipe bomb.
Hey, Ray. Make sure those hot dogs are cooked at the right temperature, okay?
I want to know what CM Punk has done for the wrestling business besides say pipe bomb.
And beat every black person in one TLC match. That's it.
Ain't like the black people's doing much.
No, it's about to be a new day. So what are you talking
about? It's gonna be a new day. You're right.
I said it earlier, and I will say it one more time. Kofi's got to get into it, man. He can't sit there and look like he's uninterested. I talked to Chris Nixon, and Chris Nixon told me something about Kofi that I did not know. He told me he was from Boston, and there's pictures out there with him and John Cena as kids together.
From Boston. You didn't know that.
I did not know that. And I didn't know that.
He's from West Africa.
And and there's pictures out there of him taking pictures with Cena.
You know, so, West Africans don't speak that good of English.
And Rage, you give The Rock so much crap, but did he walk away from the business? No.
I got some breaking news.
CM Punk did for a damn good reason.
A New Day group.
No, he didn't. For a selfish reason.
It wasn't a selfish reason.
Manager of the New Day group.
Because
CM Punk deserved better than what WWE was giving him.
Who's going to be a manager of the New Day group? What are you talking about, Swash?
Yeah, there's going to be a new manager.
Clarence Mason going to be that manager.
New Day group.
I want Teddy to come back and be manager of the New Day.
Yeah, coming into the WWE to be the manager of the New Day.
Teddy Long is still doing indie spots. He ain't coming back to be
the none other than...
They can call the...
Freddy William?
Teddy was okay. But he's doing indie spots still. But there is rumors, and I hope it's true. Maurice is coming back.
Oh, shit.
Why are you acting like that about somebody else's wife?
I'm hoping it's true.
Freaking Miz's wife, yo.
I don't acknowledge the fact that that's the Miz's wife. Miz doesn't deserve Maurice.
She needs to come on back. I hope she comes back. Bring some
whether you think he deserves it or not, he got her.
If anybody wants her to come back, it's William.
Yes.
Money will do a lot in a relationship,
yes.
So.
Yes, she needs to come on back.
Raze, let me ask you a question.
Another assless woman in the ring.
Whatever. At least
I was going to ask Raze a question. When you were in school, did they hold hands when y'all went to lunch?
I ain't hold hands with motherfuckers.
At least Maurice is accomplished, man. Come on, give her a due, man.
Yeah, Maurice is accomplished. Maurice can actually wrestle.
Come on now.
I'm like 80% of the entire Divas roster.
Rage, don't make me puke.
She'll be paid for that.
Don't make you puke? Okay, excuse me. Alright, so other than AJ, Paige, and maybe Brie, name other Divas in there that can wrestle.
Alicia Fox.
No.
Natalya.
When you see him.
Summer Rae. Right.
Yeah. Ezekiel Jackson to defend the ECW championship.
Stop. No, you don't need Maurice back. We got Summer Day.
Summer Rae. Did you just say Summer Rae can wrestle?
Yep.
Summer Rae cannot wrestle. All
right, I'm done. I quit. I don't want to be on the show. That is his resignation. Summer Rae cannot wrestle, dude.
Hang up on his ass. That was his resignation.
Summer Rae cannot wrestle. Got it on tape.
Summer Rae can wrestle.
No, she can't. Both.
Yeah, look what she did in NXT.
So?
She was like the total package.
No, at the time there wasn't much in NXT. At the time there really wasn't much in NXT.
She can't wrestle. Get rid of Summer Rae. Get rid of Summer Rae. Bring Maurice back. That's what I say. She can't wrestle. Summer Rae cannot wrestle.
Hey, you know what? All right.
They can dance, too.
So who else swags? Who else swags in your mind? Who else in there can wrestle?
Emma.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Give him
Emma. Emmett.
Give him
Emma.
Emmett. What'd you call, what did you call it?
Naomi.
Yeah, Naomi.
That's Naomi. Keep going. You're right. Keep going.
Yeah, all of them.
Cameron. No, not all. Not all of them.
I like Cameron. Okay. Cameron cannot wrestle.
Let me name you the ones that can wrestle.
Like Cameron.
Cameron cannot wrestle.
Cameron
cannot wrestle.
Cameron
cannot wrestle.
Hold on. Wait.
Who said
Cameron can't wrestle?
No, she can't.
Alicia Fox can't wrestle.
Nope.
Summer Rae cannot wrestle.
Alicia Fox.
She definitely can't wrestle. Who else?
Hey, you talking about Cameron can wrestle. Man, get out of here.
No, Cameron can't wrestle.
Alicia Fox
can wrestle when she's motivated. Rose
Mendez can't wrestle.
Good point.
Who else? Who else is in there?
All them broads need to be off TV.
AJ
and
can't wrestle
somewhere. How about
AJ
that?
Can wrestle.
All AJ,
you want me to count? Do you want me to count NXT Divas as well?
All AJ can do is take a beating.
You know, I'll count count NXT Divas. Alexis Breeze.
William. All those bras need to be barefoot and in the
Bailey
kitchen.
That's a shame in this room.
Charlotte cannot wrestle.
No, man.
That was kind of old.
Oh,
man.
Wrestle.
That was some... Damn.
That was kind of old-ass.
Yeah, that was some old-ass and stuff right there, man.
Girl, she can wrestle.
See, CM Punk ain't doing his job because he's supposed to be having AJ dropping babies left and right.
She could if she was my wife.
Oh, his soldiers ain't rolling.
Oh, man.
They don't need any kids.
See, I'd have been on my fourth kid by now.
See, my point is...
He need to get in touch with the inner Ike. He need a shirt.
Ike. My thing about dating a diva, I would be scared. Because, man, every time you turn around, she'll doggone try to cut a promo on you.
Who?
About you, yourself?
Every time she'll cut a promo on you. Every time, if you dated a diva, she'll cut a promo on you.
Who, AJ Lee?
Any diva.
Dolph Ziggler has seen a woman.
Girls can't talk.
Cut a daggone promo on you in the heart.
A lot of these girls can't talk, though.
Yeah.
And shout out to Magnus, who had a baby by Mickey James. Yeah. Or so they say.
Mickey James of all people.
And he
There's another person.
They say the baby came out with wristbands
Magnus,
on.
Magnus doesn't
deserve
Mickey James.
And he looked terrible this week on Impact.
Why would Mickey James get with a wanker like Magnus?
Exactly.
I can see Magnus on Maury Povich now. Maury, it isn't my baby, Maury. This is the champion space game.
His baby, Maury. James was cheating.
Of all people, Magnus.
Magnus and
that could be Batista's baby.
John
Cena's baby. But it ain't mine.
Baby named Juan Magnus.
Juan, really?
John Magnus. Why she named the baby John?
And
baby come out with hustle, loyalty, and respect. No British accent.
I can't believe that guys.
Yo, what's up, Pops?
Crying.
What's up, you know, Pops? How you doing, Pops?
Hey, shut up.
Guys, I still can't...
Oh, what's up, Pops? Like, this isn't my baby.
I still can't believe...
Yes, John Cena song is Shut Up.
I still can't believe TNA is still trying to contact CM Punk. What the heck are they trying to do? He's not coming to you.
Who?
TNA is still trying to contact CM Punk. He's not coming to you, TNA.
Damn well CM Punk ain't trying to go to them.
I don't know why they want that never was anyway.
Hey, he's the best in the world.
Him and Jeff Hardy. Woof. Only difference between
tried,
them two.
They even tried
one did drugs and the other one didn't.
CM Punk fired Jeff Hardy from the WWE. Maybe he can do the same for TNA.
TNA is going on a network no one can even get. They might as well be on the old Box network.
Yeah, does anybody have Destination America on there, too?
I don't.
See? Anybody else?
I don't.
I think I do.
They should have tried to get on anybody. Call TBN, somebody, Spanish channel, something, anybody.
MTV, BET, something.
They should have won them public access.
BET.
For real, C-SPAN.
BET. Something.
I wish I would watch Impact on BET. I'd stop watching TV right then and there.
They mistreat the black people on that company to go on BET.
Somewhat.
Oh, man. I was asked in the chat room to do this. What are y'all thinking about Robat's comeback?
Who?
Robat's coming back. What did you guys think
about Robat? Well, he got reinserted with his Goldberg juice, and he good now.
Yep.
And took that Goldberg shot again.
Big guy ain't shit.
And he dropped his partner.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, where is Curtis Axel at?
Who cares? He can stay gone. He sucked. Still sucked.
That's terrible, man. That's somebody's child, man.
He sucked.
Don't fuck him like that.
He wasn't very
Michael
good.
Michael McGillicuddy sucks.
He wasn't very good.
Wasn't he in the Nexus?
Yep.
He wasn't one of the best members.
He wasn't very good.
Who killed him again?
Antonio Tarver.
Who killed him again?
Mm-hmm. Then they died. Then they died at a Survivor Series, right?
Where is Antonio Tarver at?
Antonio Tarver.
He's doing indies down in Texas, I think.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
So let me get
like
this.
I seen always calling Mark Henry sexual chocolate. That ain't cool. He wasn't even around for that.
So who are like the non-surviving members of the Nexus? Like who are the non-surviving members?
David Otunga.
David.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Jennifer Otunga.
Wait a minute. Okay, so wait, David Otunga, Antonio Tarver.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
You could sort of kind of say Heath Slater.
No.
Because he's not doing anything.
He Slater had on his Apollo Creed Rocky IV outfit.
No, there's a point I'm making to this. So, like, all the non-surviving members of the Nexus...
So he's Slater there. He's not doing anything.
But here's the point that I'm making. The ones that are not working in WWE anymore, and Heath Slater is the last surviving member to still work in WWE, like, I find that offensive.
What do you mean? What about Ryberg?
Don't forget Wade Barrett.
I find that offensive.
Don't forget Wade Barrett.
No, I mean the non-surviving members that are not working in the WWE.
Wade Barrett's coming back. What are you talking about non-surviving? He's coming back.
No, I'm talking about the ones that don't work in WWE anymore.
Oh.
And Heath Slater is
still
there.
What about that one that JoJo used to try to date?
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
He's still there.
He's still there. He still wrestles with WWE.
He does?
South African. Yeah, Justin Gabriel. Yeah.
Oh, what's his face ain't even there anymore.
Who?
The catcher.
Fudge Packer.
Yeah.
He's there.
I ain't seen him in a long time. Where is he?
He coming back, don't you worry about it.
Yep.
He got a job for life.
I'm just saying, like, I find it like really offensive that they aren't there, but Heath Slater is still.
Bray Wyatt.
I said non-surviving members that don't work for the company anymore, Surfer. Listen.
You listen.
Uh-oh.
Real quick, there's a reason out there saying that why the New Day faction got delayed. It was delayed to both the Ferguson, Missouri situation being all over the news and ADR's, Alberto Del Rio's, controversial exit from the company, saying that something that could not be construed as a... They didn't feel that a racially motivated storyline was appropriate and wouldn't be in anyone's best interest at the time. So that's why it got delayed.
Or because they're black. I'll throw it out there.
Like I say, Kofi got to get with it, man. I won't see it do well, but Kofi got to get with it. What the heck was that?
I went me.
What did you hear? In the chat
room. Swag still on?
Yeah, Swag is still here.
Yeah, I already posted in the chat room. A major star signed to the WWE to manage a New Day, which is none other than Kirk Franklin.
That's a lie.
Kirk Franklin.
Kirk Franklin. Gospel singer Kirk Franklin.
Big E looked like Kirk Franklin when he out there doing his thing.
Yep.
Almost about
that. That's his handkerchief.
That was very racially motivated. That was Ole Anderson.
He tried to be. I've been saying. He tried to be. Particularly when he's at that preacher doing that Rusev storyline, which they killed him in quick.
Man, hold on. Breaking news.
What?
Aaron Rodgers just throws another touchdown on the Eagles. Okay.
Last week, dude. Come on, man. According to you, the score is 70-20.
What was higher?
Still digging
not
off.
Not a touchdown throw, the amount of butt fumbles.
Nah. Y'all need to leave Sanchez alone. That's just wrong.
Fire Sanchez. Fire the Sanchez side.
Y'all going to be mad if Sanchez wins the championship. Y'all gonna
fire the Sanchez people. Side.
Y'all going to be some mad people if the Eagles win the championship.
With Mark Sanchez. Yeah, right. It's like fucking Derek Carr winning a Super Bowl with the damn Raiders. Get out of here.
Hey, they're comparing to Chip Kelly to becoming like another Bill Walsh.
That's like the Jacksonville Jaguars winning the Super Bowl. Ain't gonna happen.
Not letting people hang 55 points on you. You're not Bill Walsh.
Way, if you're a Jacksonville Jaguars member, I apologize for that last statement.
Man, that was kind of wrong.
They're not gonna win. They're not gonna win ever, ever.
Don't say ever.
By the way, I mean, I don't mean to, you know, shit on the 76ers, but. You know, 76ers kind of suck.
I got to talk trash about the
Sixers. They suck, man.
Have the 76ers won a game?
I know the Knicks aren't that good, but they're 0-11. The 76ers are 0-11. That's funny.
They're 0-11?
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Where the hell is Allen Iverson when you need him? he done went and retired.
One more thing real quick I got. RRH announced yesterday that everybody who signs with RRH is now under an exclusive contract. That is the dumbest thing I have ever heard in my life.
Exclusive contract?
Exclusive. Anyone who signs with them from this point forward, and I think it also counts for current talent, anyone who signs with them is now under the clause of being an exclusive talent of ROH. Kind of like what WWE does.
From anywhere else.
You're under their exclusivity. So you can't work anywhere again, which is kind of messed up because RRH ain't paying nobody.
That is kind of messed up. I mean, they aren't WWE. Right. You know. So, yeah, they aren't WWE.
That story broke Friday, by the way.
They can definitely,
somebody
you know,
needs to talk to Shelton Benjamin.
I mean.
Someone needs to talk to Shelton Benjamin.
They definitely should outsource their talent.
It's going to hurt so bad because a lot of people in RH wrestle other places. ACH.
You know what's really funny?
What?
I want ROH to buy TNA.
No.
I do. No. I want ROH to buy TNA right now.
Sinclair Broadcasting can barely handle a B market. Let's just buy that entity.
Man, okay, so I mean, really, how much TNA will really be worth? A buck and some change?
Ask this buck and
two
some
or change. 3,000. 22 or 3 million.
Yeah.
A buck and some change.
And like, it'll be cheap.
Sinclair could pay that tab. They'll be fine.
But they are doing that to their talent, and that's jacked up because a lot of those guys, they wrestle other places. ACH is still doing Texas and I think mid-Illinois.
Dixie Carter don't give a rat's fucking ass about the future of TNA at this point.
Yes, she does. She does. She makes sure.
She doesn't really care. I think she just has it to have it.
She cares.
It's like a toy for her.
She cares. She made sure they had a network to go to. Now, whether that network is going to be a profitable network or not is a different debate.
And it's not going to be. Because, like you said, I just asked the entire panel.
I don't think it's going to be really
relevant.
Who
on this panel,
me neither.
Besides Will and me, have Destination America?
I don't have it.
I don't have it. I have it.
I used to have it.
Don't have it. Tony doesn't have it. Anybody else?
It might be one of those satellites.
But I'm still not watching.
It might be one of those satellite stations.
See what I mean? I'm gonna ask anybody that's in the chat room right now, just with a simple, you know, yay or nay. Do you have Destination America on your channel lineup?
I know I don't.
Hey,
but we'll see what they do, man. I always thought that Impact, they need to take more of their stuff, take a page out of WWE's book, since everything is going to be copied regardless. They need to do more stuff online than doing stuff with TV. Have a TV network, I get it, but you also need to do something online as well. Are they still showing the episodes online? Anybody know that?
No.
They used to show the episodes. They used to show the episodes online. So if that's something that they've changed, they need to get back to it.
Here's something I need to stop. TNA needs to stop doing. TNA needs to stop charging $4 on YouTube for people to watch their old pay per views. That's what they need to stop doing.
Why would they stop doing that? They're trying to make money,
right?
They are trying to make money, but I don't think that's the right way of going about it.
So what is the right
$4? It ain't benefiting you.
Okay, no, because here's what they did before. They had an on-demand service online that was only around the same price as the WWE Network, and they got rid of it.
By the way, Pastor and Big Tone say they do have it. It's on DirecTV.
Well, lucky them.
Mm-hmm. Not that he's going to partake, mind you. But
I just want to know.
They get to watch Magnus.
So, Pastor, You have Destination America, so I'm just going to ask, what are you watching? Thursday Night Football, the doubleheader on TNT, or Impact? Just give me that answer for me. I just want to know.
Well, we already know his answer, because he says he's through with Impact, because Terry Terrell won the Knockouts Championship.
Yep, I'm done.
So he done.
Hey, why is everybody hating on Tiffany?
I'm not hating on Tiffany. I think they just did what they did to be different.
I mean, she had a husband cheat on her and stuff. She's come a long way.
I want Roxy LaVoe to come back to TNA.
That's a good point.
You want Rockstar Spud? What?
No, Roxy LaVoe.
Yeah.
Oh.
I want Rockstar Spud to become Knockout Champion.
No, we don't need that bullshit that we had with the Knockouts Tag Champ. We don't need that shit.
What happened to EY? He was hot when Daniel Bryan was hot.
Where the fuck is EY?
And what did I say? And what did I tell you? What did I tell y'all? As soon as Daniel Bryan won it, EY won it. Daniel Bryan lost it, and eventually EY lost it. And EY's been...
That's terrible.
But EY had it longer than Daniel Bryan.
That's true.
So Eric Young is gone from TNA?
He's not gone, but he's not the champion anymore. And
he ain't relevant no more.
Yeah.
He had a longer reign.
Mm-hmm. Because
that's because Daniel Bryan got his neck broke.
He was bigger. He's bigger than Daniel Bryan. So he's able to take a little bit more punishment.
I love when they take shots at Daniel Bryan. So I'll be laughing. Am I wrong for laughing?
Yeah, you are. Yes, you are wrong.
Triple H, like, you remember what happened to the last? He at home with a broken neck. Yeah. I almost fell out the floor. I almost fell on the floor. I like it when they take shots.
You know what I got waiting for him at home?
What? He ain't mad.
Chicken wings and beer.
And he can have
her. That's it.
And he can have her. And he can have her. Don't nobody want ODB but him. Oh, and Rage, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Ray's like ODB with the underwear with the dick holes in it. He like it. That's his boo.
Her and back.
All him talking about ODB.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hogan's bitch said what?
I know this Jeff Hardy loving AMC working. Something I ain't talking. Know your role.
I really want to know what the fuck is it with everyone shitting on me and my job. Like, what is it? Y'all niggas got jobs. Y'all got better jobs than me. Well, some of y'all. But y'all got to shit on my job.
You make your job public.
I'm trying to make my... So what? I don't care.
And when you talk trash...
It ain't like I'm proud of it.
People can use it as
a job. It's a job.
Well, if you weren't proud of it, you would have made it public.
Off the dude of floors, it's a job.
Okay. All right, Swat.
That's just like we had a woman who was a whore on the network, and she came on and was like, yeah, I'm a whore. And then when she talked trash...
Really, where was this woman at? Profession. Where is this woman at?
Here you go.
Where is she?
She get mad. Why are y'all talking about my job?
You a whore. Where is this woman at?
He's being facetious, Rage.
No sycophant.
Rage actually looking for her.
Clean up and dead the 13th.
I mean, Rage, you guys got to do it like this.
You know what? Fuck y'all. Just fuck y'all.
Rage, you got to do it. You got to do it like a grown man. You keep your business to yourself.
Yeah,
exactly. Y'all to let people know.
I'm opening up my life to y'all bastards, and this is what I get. Fuck y'all.
Let me ask
it's only when you talk trash.
Let me ask a question. Which way is the theater?
Which way?
All
right. Let me ask y'all a question.
Well, if you said that, you know, everybody gets free popcorn on the wrestling corn show, maybe we'll be more happy.
All right, fine. You all get free popcorn that I spit in.
Just remember, now what?
Get them, sir.
Just remember, you paying for it, sir.
See?
You paying for it, sir. Real quick.
I went there.
Did they make you clean boots?
That's ridiculous.
They make you clean those booster seats.
Real quick, guys. What is your perfect ending to this pay-per-view tomorrow? What's your perfect ending for this pay-per-view tomorrow? Stevie Ray?
CM Punk comes back.
Hell no.
Perfect ending. Would be that the workers beat the authority with the help of Randy Orton. He's getting tired of being Triple H's side bitch. And he wants his championship
rematch
shot. He wants this shot. And the only way he's going to get it is by going against Triple H.
I wonder if Orton is up there in Missouri.
Isn't it like sort of like a rematch? Because John Cena beat Orton. Cena beat Orton. And then, you know, Lesnar beat Cena. So isn't this like a rematch that, you know, somebody didn't give him?
Orton got his rematch in that ladder match.
Did he really?
Yep.
But he wants his rematch. Which he didn't get.
Alright, so.
Because somebody had to
get a one-on-one rematch, but he got a rematch. It was in the ladder match. Right. He was in the match.
Right. Alright, so for perfect ending.
See no one.
Perfect getting into the pay-per-view.
I don't know. Thought he losing.
The Rock comes out with a superhero with a Superman cape on and just beats up on Triple H and Cena and call it a night.
Rock don't need a cape.
No, he don't. Yeah, he doesn't. He needs a syringe.
Oh, God.
Get him, Surfer. Get him.
No, I'm not going to dignify that, you know? Maybe if you juiced up, you'd be all right. Maybe you'd have a little brain power.
No, I do it naturally. I don't need steroids like Dwayne does.
You do it the herbs and sensei.
So let me ask Ray. What is potato bread made out of?
I wondered what Double A was talking about when he said that. Now I know.
Tito bread is made of this fist.
Now I know what you're talking about. I wonder what Double A was talking about when he put that on Facebook. Now I know.
No, he has no idea what you're talking about. I have zero idea what this guy's talking about.
Yeah, some people don't know what potato bread is made out
of. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
You've never seen potato bread, Rage.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
It's on tape, okay? You cannot get out of it.
I don't know what the hell you're... And I still don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, I'm going to have to go back and pull the tape. I'm going to have to go back and pull Dwayne. The tape. I had to go back and pull the tape. Swag, perfect ending.
I don't know what cornbread is made out of.
The perfect ending is Randy is back, and he RKOs both John Cena and Seth Rollins, and somehow, like, Seth Rollins gets eliminated, and it's up to Rusev and Cena to end the match, and because Cena got RKO'd, Rusev gets Cena, puts him in the accolade, and Rusev wins it and becomes the sole survivor.
So you really think John Cena gonna submit?
Yep. To Rusev. After he gets RKO'd though.
That's ridiculous. So Swag, it does sound good. Okay?
Sounds good on paper.
Like it sounds decent, but I don't think it will happen.
Right.
He's going to try to screw both teams out, Orton, but he's going to just cost John Cena's team to lose.
Stop snickering, Tony C. Stop snickering. Rage, perfect.
This is hilarious.
Rage, perfect ending to this pay-per-view.
CM Punk comes back, period, end of story.
God, here you go. Why would he
that was my perfect ending. This pay-per-view ain't shit.
Why would he do that?
This pay-per-view ain't diddly
what
shit.
What are you going to do? Come back and help AJ win?
You know what? That'll be good. That'll be good. Yeah. CM Punk comes back, helps AJ win. John Cena gets pissed off. He starts running down in the ring, starts beating up CM Punk. That sets up between the four of them at the Royal Rumble, an intergender tag team match for the WWE Ray. Championship.
Nixon made a good point.
Oh my God!
You love CM Punk, but CM Punk hates people who smoke, drink, do drugs.
So he wouldn't
I don't
like
give
you.
A fuck what Nixon has to say.
He wouldn't like you, Rage.
So he wouldn't like you.
No, he wouldn't like you, Rage.
How the hell does CM Punk... Why does... Okay, I have to ask this question. I try to be like... I try to be like the really nice person, but fuck it. Hey, Nixon, answer me this question. Why you got your head so far up Punk's ass? Answer me that question. You know Punk that well. Stop. Why you have your head so far up his ass?
But it's a true statement. The man doesn't like people who smoke and does drugs.
Why is it CM Punk is like... Why is it Nixon is the reporter for CM Punk? He may have met him once or twice, but that doesn't mean he's like the reporter. He's not like Brian... He's not like Brian fucking Warshaw for ESPN. And he knows LeBron inside and out.
See, Rage,
Brian Windhorst, yeah, I forgot his name. See, Rage. He's not like Brian Windhorst, and he knows LeBron James in and out. Like, whatever, Nixon.
See, Rage, I thought you were the person that had all the sources. That's what I thought, Rage.
Jeez.
I thought you were the person that had all the sources,
Rage. I've got sources. I don't have all the sources.
Stop it, Tony C. Stop it.
My God. Get your head out of the man's ass and let him live. He doesn't need a reporter. He'll say it for himself. If he doesn't like people who smoke or drink, I want to hear that from. I want to hear that from the horse's head, not the horse's ass.
Stop it.
CM Punk personal assistant.
He doesn't need a personal assistant. Like I said, if he said it himself. I want to hear it from the horse's head, not the horse's ass.
I agree with calling CM Punk no more. I'm going to call him by his real name. Personal assistant to Phil Brooks. There you go.
I can see Rage now. Your royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
Tony C, did I get your perfect ending to the pay per view?
My perfect ending would be Jeff Hardy coming in on that Shawn Michaels zip line from WrestleMania 12 and falling in the midair. Boom.
Why you gotta wish death on him, man? Why you gotta go blue me? Why you gotta go?
I ain't say he died. Just say he fall.
So you want something?
Oh my goodness!
Why are you wishing? That is wrong. That's just wrong.
2015. Are we gonna see Randy Savage and Owen Hart get in the Hall of Fame?
Oh.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I hope Mickie James goes in the Hall of Fame.
I'm protesting.
I heard they put Jeff in the drug wing.
I'll be inside of WWE headquarters protesting for China to be in the Hall of Fame.
Man, you'll be the only one there.
Yeah, all right. You think I'm going to be the only one there?
You'll be the only one there.
China will make it to the AVN Hall of Fame before she makes it to the WWE Hall of Fame.
Real.
Thank you very much.
That's Connor, true.
I want to be in the Hall of Fame. Great.
You know what AVN is?
Connor, why won't your wife let me be in the Hall of Fame, Connor?
Rage.
Dude, she was She-Hulk in a porn.
She was herself in a parody of wrestling.
Yes.
It was a great performance.
Oh, my
God. I don't like this new China now. The China that's on YouTube, she's too skinny. She's too skinny.
But the China from back in the day, you just love.
Yeah, she had a little meat on her bone. The new vegan, the vegan China? No, I don't like her.
Hunter, I'm a vegan now, Hunter.
And she picks some little midges, too.
You don't?
Hunter, I like midgets.
If she gets in the Hall of Fame, Rage, who gonna do her acceptance speech?
I don't think anybody would touch it.
I want to see Stephanie do it.
Stephanie wouldn't do that, man. Come on now.
No, she won't. I want to see Road Dogg or Billy or
they ain't gonna do it either. Because if Road Dogg, Billy Gunn, or X-Pac do it, you kill your ties with WWE.
Trying
on crack.
Ain't nobody gonna touch that acceptance speech, man. She want to get up there, say her thing, and go.
Okay. At least she'll
turn
be
turn on crack.
Like, she deserves it. She deserves it.
Somebody said China is on crack. Is that true?
I believe it.
China ain't on crack. Who told you that lie?
All right, guys. Bro. It is 12.
She'll get a Lifetime movie if she is. They'll have a dude.
By the way, I want to ask, who was the genius that predicted that En Vogue would get a movie on Lifetime?
Surfer?
Guess what?
I didn't say like En Vogue was getting no movie.
En Vogue got a movie on Lifetime.
Yeah, I know that.
Surfer, yes, she did.
Hey, are you upset with that?
Yeah, I am.
Why, you didn't like En Vogue?
Actually, he didn't understand En Vogue.
I know who En Vogue is.
All right, real quick.
En Vogue was one of the greatest sounding groups I ever heard.
All right, real quick. It's 12:53 in the a.m. Real quick, let's go over all the shows you can catch throughout the week, throughout the month on this fine network. Starting every Sunday at 5 p.m. just to make Surfer happy. It's the What Are You Reading comic book show every Sunday at 5 p.m.
I'm going to call into that show, make sure he be nice to you, because Surfer doesn't treat his guests with the respect that they deserve.
Damn. No,
just you.
Yeah, and that's why I don't call in anymore. Because I'm better than I deserve respect. I'm a damn guest. I am your guest, not a damn maid.
You need to be cleaning the theaters. That's why you don't need to be calling me.
Every Saturday night at 11 p.m. is the Wrestling Calling Show with yours truly.
Silence is golden, Ray.
There you go.
You're funny.
Live every Saturday is the Wrestling Call-In Show with yours truly, Enrage. Don't forget the Rex Plus. Don't forget the Rex Flex and the Lex podcast.
Don't be afraid to clean up that white stuff when you find it in the back of the
theater. Shut up. Stop being rude. Stop being rude. Let William talk. Stop being rude.
That's mostly in the empty ones, sir.
Yeah, mostly the empty ones.
Respectful.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks live Wednesdays at 9 p.m. And last but not least, it's the Rant starring AA and Tony C live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Anyone have any final thoughts for this evening?
Yeah, I want to know, Rage, if you find a couple in the back doing their thing, are you going to chase them out?
Are you going to flash the light on and be like, hey, keep going?
Are you
going
to watch? You going to leave them be?
No, he's going to be in the projector room with binoculars.
Oh, God.
Sir, you can't sneak food in here. Give me some.
He might watch. He might watch and put white stuff on the floor.
Yep.
Oh god.
But on a serious tip, Stevie Ray, do you have any final thoughts tonight, my friend? Stevie Ray.
You went out a little bit on me.
Okay, my bad.
It's all good. What was your question?
Do you have any final thoughts for tonight, my friend?
Final thoughts?
Yes.
Oh, goodness. My final thought for tonight. Oh. I need to get a new Skype.
Me too.
Windows has to come up with a new update or something.
Just go to help and check for updates.
Thanks, Wax. That was timely and helpful. Like building out a size guy.
Thanks, sir.
Swatch, you have any final thoughts?
My final thoughts is TNA, goodbye, and good riddance.
Wow.
All over Tiffany. Deep. All over.
Hey, Swatch, why you gotta be mean?
All over Tiffany winning in
the night. Your compassion?
Goodbye and good riddance.
All over Tiffany being a knockouts champ. Dang.
I know, man. She worked hard.
Yeah, she did. She worked hard for her money.
She beat Gail Kim.
Mm-hmm. And Jessica Havoc, who is big as fuck. Tony C, any final thoughts, my friend?
No, man. I appreciate you having me on your show.
Anytime.
Once again, next time you guys have a contest, hope I win it. The go to work with Rage contest. Hopefully I can cash in on that one. Rage, you're all right with me, man. No matter what they say about you, okay? You're all right.
Now
stay gold, pony boy.
I know what to get you for Christmas, Rage. Some ANC gift cards.
No. That's what Rage is going to get for Christmas. He's going to get these yellow rubber gloves so he can clean the bathrooms in that movie theater.
Oh, Swags. That's kind of hitting below the belt.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man.
Well, it's much cleaner than cleaning the white stuff off the back row.
Yes, sir. You did kind of hit him.
Yeah, you got him on that, really.
So, I would have asked him, does he like, when he find leftover popcorn in the box, does he eat it? You know, something like that.
Oh, my boy Big Tone has some final thoughts. He says, fuck Goldberg, fuck China, and last but not least, Rage.
I smell a WrestleMania match between them two coming on.
Yeah, I can see it coming too. By the way, before we go, we may have a little Rant EM Survivor Series Team Morgan versus Team Power. So let me know if who wants in with who. Surfer, any final thoughts?
I just want to make sure that, you know, everything's fine for Thanksgiving. So I want to bring the family out to the movies. You know, the actors are running fine and, you know, popcorn is pretty good, and and get me a little hot dog for my Thanksgiving dinner.
Wow. All right.
Make sure the back row's clean of the white stuff.
Finally, if he wants to take it, Rage.
All you darkies can go to hell. How about that?
See?
Straight up. Yo, all you darkies can go straight to hell. And free Bill Cosby.
What in the... He free ain't Bill even Cosby. Locked up!
I know he's not locked up. But free Bill Cosby of all these horrible
That's
rape
why
allegations.
I asked.
Bill Cosby ain't raped nobody.
In high school, when the bell rang, did y'all change class?
Bill Cosby ain't raped nobody.
I'm just that.
Well, other than that, you darkies and whitey can go to hell.
You probably have.
I have pity for you. How about on Thanksgiving?
I don't want to hear Swags. You wanna talk about my job like that? Like I clean back rules and shit. All right, Swags. You remember that? Remember, I'm the one. Remember, I'm the one that got you back on this damn show. All right, remember that.
And you can have turkey flavored.
All right, dude. Remember that.
I'm glad you learned. I hope you learned your lesson, then, Ray.
This is the thanks I get.
I want to say free Pastor Sedale, free Big Tone, free Nixon, free everybody.
Man, I want to know why do some people get to kiss butts on the beach? There was some big butt women in that picture I saw.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, when you got a Lord on in your hip pocket like that, man,
it's all good.
I mean, these weren't.
I want to know.
These weren't no skip pieces, man. These were some badonkadonks.
I want to know if Bill Cosby gave them pudding pops after he did what he did.
Listen,
I don't have a problem believing that Bill Cosby probably did some shit like that. But the one person that cracks me up is Janice Dickinson, right? She's talking about, he gave me a pill. Why the hell would you take a pill from somebody if it's not aspirin or Tylenol and not realize it's a drug?
Because the bitch is clamoring for fame. That's what she's doing.
I'm saying, who takes a pill from another person? Yeah. Here, take this pill. Oh, okay.
Bill ain't do nothing to that bitch.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Y'all don't do women to that like bitch. That.
I ain't doing women like that. We're doing her like that. Because she's a lying ass bitch.
What? Last name Dickinson?
Janice Dickinson ain't nothing but a 15 minutes of remaining fame lying ass bitch.
Damn.
So he had the chick from Law & Order SVU come out earlier today.
I hope Janice Dickinson catches the worst kind of fucking ass-eating AIDS known to man.
And on that note...
Fuck Janice Dickinson. How dare she try and accuse Bill Cosby of something that she know damn well he didn't do.
Yeah, Dennis
fucking
Dickinson,
burn. She's a burn.
Putting pops as a kid.
She needs to. She needs to burn. Right. How dare she?
I wonder if Bill Cosby and Michael Jackson used the same drugs.
Janice Dickinson needs to take a dick and shut up.
You better call OJ.
I know what happened. Janice Dickinson didn't get her pudding pops as a kid, so she got pissed off at Bill Cosby.
I don't give a fuck about her pudding pops. I hope she drops fucking
dead versions. They were too expensive back in the day.
And on that note.
Free Bill Cosby.
And on that
what
note.
What does that mean?
Well, you're playing the video. Are you please? Please tell me you're playing the video.
And on that note, I want to say thank you to everybody calling in tonight. I want to say thank you to all you guys calling in each and every week. I also want to say thank you to all the listeners online and all the listeners in the chat room. I appreciate you guys being here as well. 22 people tuned in tonight, so I appreciate you guys being here. If no one has anything else, I will see you
Fuck
guys.
Janice Dickinson.
Hey.
Rage, I suggest you put the John Cena because I haven't heard it, and I don't want to put it up. And I don't want.
I gotta find it.
I don't want to put it up unless I've heard it first. So I suggest you put it on. So I suggest you put it on Facebook. Because I haven't heard
I'm
it
I'm telling
yet.
You, just put, like, trust me. Please. Please.
I haven't heard it yet. So put it on Facebook, just, my friend. Put it on Facebook.
Oh my, it's already on Facebook. It's in the group page. Just okay. Look, trust me on this one.
Okay.
Just trust me. Please put play the, this for everybody. Please.
Put the link up. Put the link up.
Oh my God.
Put the link up because I haven't heard it yet, Rage. I haven't heard
well,
it.
He's begging okay. Like he's swearing.
I know, right? I'm just
trying. Yes, because everybody, you all got to hear this. It's so funny.
Let them, if they want to listen to it, Rage, let them listen to it at their discretion.
I did, and nobody listened to it.
Well,
damn, that should tell you.
Because obviously they don't pay attention to any. They don't pay attention to anything that I post.
Well, but that's their discretion. Let it be there because I haven't heard it yet. Okay. If there's something that I heard and I was comfortable with, I would do it. But I haven't heard it myself. So
see, the thing about it is that you put John Cena and Wiz Khalifa together. That shit doesn't sound right to begin with.
Yeah.
It's not, that's okay, suspect. That's not what
that's
it is.
That's suspect right there.
It's a radio, okay, look, it's a radio station that was prank calling this one woman who does not like wrestling, right? Mm. So they just kept on playing the John Cena's theme song constantly in her ear, and she was cursing, like, the fuck out in, like, John Cena's theme song. Mm. Just listen to it.
Well, if you guys listen to it, take a look on Facebook. If it's something that you want to play, you need to hit me up on Facebook to request it. All right, guys. I am out of here. Appreciate you guys listening tonight. I'll be back same time, same channel. I will see you guys later. Take care.